Thank you for joining us again today. QRBC is quite a diverse family, isn't it? We're made up of lots of people, lots of different interests and characteristics. And one of the ways our diversity shows is, of course, in our spiritual backgrounds. We may be a Baptist church, but our congregation, our membership is made up of people from lots of different churches and denominations. Well, today is the first day of Lent. Our different backgrounds will mean that Lent means different things to us. I guess those who might have come from an Anglican or Catholic background, Lent may have more significance than some who have come from a Free Church background. For some, it's been an important part of their spiritual journey. It may still be an important part for others. Lent, perhaps, has had very little significance. Lent is, of course, a six-week period helping followers of Jesus prepare for the celebration of Easter, in a similar way that Advent leads up to Christmas. Whilst Advent is a time of celebration and eager anticipation, Lent is typically observed with a time of more serious preparation as we approach Jesus' death and resurrection at Easter. From Ash Wednesday, which of course is today, right through to Easter Sunday, it's been customary for Christians across our world to fast or abstain from something. Lent calls for us to ready our minds and our hearts to remember the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Nowadays, Lent is observed by Christians all over the world in various ways. Those belonging to more orthodox and traditional denominations perhaps will follow more of a strict fast. They may wear ashes on Ash Wednesday. They may abstain from meat and fish and eggs and fats until Easter Sunday. Others may have given up something for Lent, maybe giving up chocolate or meat or alcohol or something like that. And it's become increasingly common, perhaps in more recent years, for individuals to forego other activities during this period in order to give their faith new energy. Maybe giving up watching television or giving up going to the gym or giving up social media. The idea being you give something up so that you can give more time to your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Well, perhaps this Lent season could be a chance for you or me to make more space in our lives to develop our devotion to prayer and, of course, our devotion to the Lord God. We could give something up from our daily lives during this period in order to make fresh space for our relationship with God. We've just got one verse today we're going to read, and we're going to read from James chapter 4 verse 8. And this is what James has to say. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. I'll read that again. Come close to God. God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. I guess coming close to God is what devotion to prayer is about. Recognizing too that there is always some struggle and pull from the world away from God and the things of his kingdom. So why don't we use this special season to make room this year, this Lent, to create some new healthy kingdom habits? Well, make room for God this Lent. What could we give up? What could we lay down for this six-week season? Well, it could be a TV program. Is there a TV program you watch? Imagine just cutting one 30-minute program out of every day, or even once a week in this period, and using that time to draw close to God in prayer. Screen time, internet browsing. Not everyone would spend time doing this, but it can be that thing that takes a lot of our time. And again, just 15 minutes of putting our devices down could enable us to dedicate some time to God in prayer. How about swapping that novel that we're reading for a book about faith or even a book about prayer? How about choosing to listen to a faith-based podcast when we're out walking the dog instead of that comedy one. Choosing to meet up with a friend, not for a bit of a gossip and a natter, but to pray together once a week. The reality is that we are creative people, aren't we? And I expect if you and I just spent a few minutes examining our own lives, we would be able to see where some space could be made, where we could sacrificially give something up in order to come close or come closer to God this season. Maybe in this season you might want to start a prayer diary. Keep an eye on the prayers you're praying and on how God is answering. Maybe you want to download an app to help you. There's loads of resources out there. Maybe you want to start reading a devotional book. There are plenty of aids and resources out there to support us in coming closer to our God. Come close to God. God will come close to you. Heavenly Father, whether we always remember and focus in on Lent or whether we never have, maybe this Lent could be different. May we find some new, fresh space in our lives that we can give you some time. Time so that we can draw close to you. We know that you are just at the side of our life, always longing to be closer to us. Help us, we pray. May this season be a season of developing our devotion to you, Father God, and our devotion to prayer. Help us, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.
Free me from the fight, Lord. Hold me through the night, Lord. Lead me to the morning of peace. I wait, Jesus, I wait. I wait. Hide your face, Lord. Help me see your grace, Lord. Teach me how to trust you again.